WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is today's most wanted man. His crime? Enraging Zionist America by publishing a clip showing a U.S. helicopter crew in Iraq mowing down a group of civilians. Two of them, journalists from Reuters.
Come on, fire!
Hey, Roger.
Keep shooting.
Of course, the messenger becomes the criminal, not the perpetrators, and it appears that Julian's main bounty hunters are the usual suspects. Jewish Senators Dianne Feinstein, head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and Joseph Lieberman, head of the Senate Committee for Homeland Security. And Lieberman, like Feinstein, is out for blood.
Julian Assange, it seems to me, by taking that material and disseminating through WikiLeaks, has violated the Espionage Act of the United States of America. I hope the Justice Department will soon indict him and that we will be able to extradite him from Britain and bring him back to stand trial in the United States.
But for some strange reason, Lieberman's synagogue buddies at the New York Times, owned by the Jewish Sulzberger family, which participated in the publishing of many of the WikiLeaks, gets off the hook.
What to do about the New York Times and other news outlets that have accepted and distributed this stolen classified material is, of course, a more complicated question. I'm not calling for prosecution of the Times.
What gives, Mr. Lieberman? Kind of looks like crony protectionism to me. But let's back up a bit. In the summer of 2010, Assange is charged with rape based on allegations by two Swedish gals. But the case is dropped after the women admit they consented to mutual sex. Assange then leaves for England, and suddenly the case is reopened, complete with an Interpol red alert, normally reserved for terrorists, calling for his extradition. So Julian fights back, but England's Supreme Court rules he's to be sent back to Sweden, which means he'd be shipped off to America, into the claws of Lieberman and Feinstein. Now, the good news in all of this is that Ecuador, by granting Assange asylum in its embassy in London, is shielding him from an unfair trial in Zionist America and a probable death sentence.
Ricardo Patiño said Ecuador found Assange faces potential for political persecution, including the threat of extradition to the U.S., where the minister said he wouldn't get a fair trial and might face the death penalty.
But the bad news is that London, apparently under orders from its Zionist masters in Washington, refuses to give Assange safe passage out of England. It's a strange fate that awaits Julian Assange. He could be stuck in that embassy for life. But it's the stranger fate that a reporter's duty to expose crime in high places is being crushed by the Zionist criminals themselves. And that, my friends, is bad news for us all.